I'm fantastic, Sean. Thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. This is a topic near and dear to my heart. I lost my father to Alzheimer's 3 years ago, and it was probably one of the toughest year and a half of my life. It was just seeing what my dad had been and then what he had become over the course of that year and a half was, it crushed my family, and it's just so incredibly tough to watch somebody go through Alzheimer's or dementia. So we're getting set for the big walk, May 27th in Grand Prairie. This is a big walk, not only in Grand Prairie, but 400 other communities right across the country.
Yes, absolutely. So the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's is one of the Alzheimer's Society of Alberta and Northwest Territories' largest community fundraisers. So we're actually walking in seven major centers in all of our regional offices. So across the province and territories, we have walks in Yellowknife, Fort McMurray, Grand Prairie, Edmonton, Red Deer, Lethbridge, and Medicine Hat.
And a big fundraiser, too. I saw the number was 100,000 last year. Obviously, we want to do better than that this year, don't we?
We always like to keep on growing. So the more people that we can have be able to come and take part and be able to donate, even a small donation can go a long way. So it really does help with our programs and services. It's the generosity of our donors that allow us to complete them.
Let's talk about those programs and services. Where is that money going towards?
So we have programs such as a First Link Connection, which is a two-hour information session. We get people together to learn about how the brain works, a healthy brain versus a brain of somebody living with dementia. We go through tips and strategies on how to really be able to manage on a journey of dementia. And we know that nobody should be left alone on this journey. We have support groups of all different kinds. We have care partner support groups, early stage support groups. We even have support groups for people living with something called young onset. Young onset is when any form of dementia is diagnosed before the age of 65. So we have spousal support groups. We have support groups for children of those living with young onset. So it really does give a wide variety there. Something that's very exciting to us in Grand Prairie is that we've partnered with the Eastlink Center for Minds in Motion, and it's a program designed for people with early to early middle stage dementia that they can, the person living with dementia as well as the care partner comes down for a session for 45 minutes of physical activity and 45 minutes of cognitive activity, and they run in 6-week increments, and that's down at the Eastlink Center.
Are there things I should be watching for as someone who's, you know, my dad had it? Is there something I should be watching for to see if it's something I have to worry about?
So I think that when it comes to reducing your risk, we always want to be making sure that, you know, what's good for the heart is good for the head. Protect your head, stay social, eat well, make sure that you keep those doctor's visits happening. Those are all really important, and challenge your brain. And we're often asked, do I need to learn Sudoku to be able to reduce my risk, or what is it exactly that I need to be doing? And some of those things is, you know, Sean, try brushing your hair with the opposite hand or brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. It's much more challenging than one would think.
I love that you
and
think I have hair.
Challenge our brain. Yeah, this is true. But let's hope that you still have teeth.
So, I absolutely do.
But excellent. So being able to challenge ourselves in different ways is really helpful because it allows our brain to develop called neuroplasticity. And the more ways that we can exercise our brain, the better off that we are that way too. And when we notice changes, whether it be to our day-to-day abilities, performing tasks, if we start noticing problems with language or getting disorientated in time and space, even things as such as, you know, doing our banking, paying our bills, changes in our mood and behavior, really having that loss of initiative. And when we talk about some of these warning signs, it's when they start to affect our day-to-day abilities. And we really want to help connect people to know how to reach out to their doctors. So feel free to reach out to the Alzheimer's Society of Alberta and Northwest Territories anytime, even if it's just to have a question of when should I be concerned or what do I do next. You don't have to have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's to have supports from the Alzheimer's Society. We help all forms of dementia.
When we were going through with my father, I tell you, you guys were an amazing resource. And one of the big things they stressed was we had to take care of ourselves just as much as we were taking care of Dad.
Absolutely. And having care partner burnout is so prevalent. And that's one of the things that we really try to make sure that with our support groups and with our information sessions and our one-on-one talks, the Alzheimer's Society, our goal is to call out to families at 6, 12, 18 months and annually to be building that rapport up so then they feel comfortable giving us a call as well. And part of those calls are about, you know, helping support somebody reduce their stress and be prepared in emergency situations and things like that, because it is just as important to care for the care partner as it is to be able to care for the person living with dementia, because we so often know that if the care partner burns out, then who is going to be there to care for the person living with dementia? So it really is a team effort.
The IG Walk for Alzheimer's goes May 27th in Grand Prairie, but like we mentioned, 400 communities right across the country, so they just go to your website to find the walk near them and sign up.
Yes, absolutely. And if anybody would like to reach out to me here in the Grand Prairie area, they can give me a call at 780-882-8770, or you can reach us at our website at www.alzheimer.av.ca.
Truly appreciate you coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network this morning, Jen. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Sean, and walk your way in your communities across the province and territory.